Welcome to the show. Welcome back to the show. Hope everyone is having a great week. Typically, we'd be welcoming you to our home, but we are not at our home. We are at our office.
Yeah, our practice.
Our practice. The point of the show is for us to review our week every week and to share with you health tips, strategies, and products that we found helpful so that you can go ahead and hopefully leverage them and live a better, happier, and healthier life. Before we get started, because I know you have a lot to talk about today, I just wanted to thank Travis for the awesome intro. You put it together in no time.
Yeah, thanks, Travis. I feel more legit now.
Legitness.
Yes.
And the part that I found the best was he left the very dramatic intro that I recorded that, you were embarrassed by.
I was.
And, you were, nudging me like this under the table.
Anyway.
He liked it. He's got a good eye. I'm just going to leave that out there.
Thanks, Travis.
Yeah, thank you very much. What are you talking about today?
So a big topic of discussion in our practice and around moms at the gym and in our community is just back to school. And the biggest thing that's been coming up is, things that we can do to help keep our kids' immune system strong, because the school year is the known time of lots of colds and flus and sicknesses.
It's a lot of stress.
So let's talk about some immunity boosters for your kids and things that we use in our house that I have three things that are not non-negotiables for our family or for our boys, things that we do on a constant regular basis. Not to say that our kids don't get sick, they do, but I want to try to keep their immune systems as strong as possible so their sicknesses are not as long and not as dramatic.
That's a big one.
Yes.
Not as dramatic. So thing number one.
So the first one that is a non-negotiable in our house is a consistent and ritualized bedtime routine. So we had, bedtimes all over the map throughout the summer, more just late bedtimes, but our bedtime routines and rituals were still consistent. So we go through the same processes every night. Creacio does his bedtime routine and rituals with Betty, and I do my rituals with Ari.
Mine are a lot shorter than yours.
Much shorter, by hours.
It's not like I don't want to. He is very challenging when it comes to putting him to bed.
Yeah.
He needs mommy.
He does, and that's okay. I love my time with him, but we have our routines and our rituals. I think kids really need that, the consistency and the, I don't know what word I'm looking for.
I think consistency is a good word.
Consistency. They need to know what's happening every day. They need to know that, once we start doing this, and whatever the rituals are for you,
familiarity,
so they don't have anxiety around what's happening and what's going on. So we have our rituals. Whatever works for you and your family, just make sure that that's something that you're doing every single night. Because the more kids have that ritual, the more sleep they're going to get. And everyone knows that sleep is a big factor in keeping our kids' immune systems strong and healthy.
And our sanity and their sanity, and it helps them adapt and it helps them grow. One of the things that's interesting, I remember reading a book, I think it was by T.S. Wiley, called Lights Out. Mm-hmm. And he talked a lot about how in high school years, teenagers, they sleep more. And parents are because my parents are get up, it's 6 a.m., you gotta get up. But the kids, they're not trying to sleep in on purpose. They actually need the extra sleep.
Yes, so let them sleep.
So let them sleep if you can.
Yeah.
Euro parents. Number two.
Number two is one of the supplements that we take every day as a family is vitamin D.
Especially now when the summer's done.
Yeah, and we spend a lot of time outside in the summer being exposed to the sun, because that is the only way that you can get your vitamin D is through sun exposure. So vitamin D is number one. Every morning we wake up, and we're lucky because the boys do love taking it.
They actually do take it, yes.
They take 1,000 international units every day. If you want to know how much your kids should take, you can go to the Vitamin D Council website. We'll post it onto this video, and you can do the calculations on there to figure out how much your kids and yourself need on a daily basis.
And number three?
Number three is regular chiropractic checkups. My boys get checked once every 2 weeks. Either by myself or by Creacio. We're also lucky that we are surrounded by amazing families and friends that are chiropractors, so they get checked by them sometimes too.
Yep.
That is our other non-negotiable, getting checked.
Yeah, and there's lots, but the families that come in that get checked, they've noticed, and one of the things that when we fill out the forms every year that they write is that our kids have better immunity.
Yeah, less sick times,
Shorter sick times.
Shorter sick times, less days off school.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool.
Okay. So those are my three
non-negotiables.
Immunity boosters for going back to school in the school year.
Okay, number two.
So the second thing I wanted to share with you guys is I wanted to share this local mama that has like really kick-ass business here. I'm still gonna cry every time I talk about this.
That's okay. This is, by the way, just so to give you a little bit of context, this is, I think, the third time that we're filming this and Rochelle's cried both times.
I get emotional.
That's okay. It's all right to get emotional.
So Jess Hale has a company called A Moon and Two Stars, and what she does is she makes beautiful keepsake jewelry. And she, a lot of people have asked me about my ring. So Jess made this ring for me out of my breast milk, and it just means so much to me, and it's so beautiful.
If I call it boob juice, will that like make you laugh a little bit?
Yes, it will. So Jess is amazing. Like I said, local business here. She makes all this jewelry she crafts on her own. She can also do things like hair, ashes, placentas. I mean, you can just send her a message and ask her. Nothing is too weird for her to create. So if you want to a memorial for something that means a lot to you, A Moon and Two Stars, I will attach her Facebook page and her Instagram page to this video so you can check out some of the pieces that she's done.
And number three, on a lighter note, is we started watching a show on Netflix called Magic for Humans, right?
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Magic for Humans. It's the latest show that we've been watching. Very unassuming. I think we just put it on because we needed something like, I think we watched something really
serious.
Dark and serious, and then we needed something fun. So we're like, let's just watch this magician guy. It ended up being great. We fell in love with him. He's awesome and funny. I can't remember what his name is, but the show is called Magic for Humans. It's on Netflix. Watch a couple episodes. I think it might be okay for some kids, but I definitely don't think, like, I don't think Ari would really get the jokes. I think he's still too young.
Yeah, the magic is just
phenomenal.
Every time you see him do a trick, you're left saying, how does he do that? Every single time I say that.
And it was fun and it was positive and all the good stuff.
Yeah, so check it out. It's something fun.
Yeah. Well, hopefully back to school went great. We'd love to hear all your stories. And do you have anything to say?
Got nothing.
We'd love to hear from you. Shoot us a message. Follow us on social media at Cressimer Jug and at Dr. Rochelle Jug. Did I get that right?
You got it right.
Have a great week.
Bye.